This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right, 2:38 on a Friday, our final segment before we cruise into Memorial Day weekend. And Monty is going to bring us the NIT break, which is the other e-brakes you might not have heard at 7:55 this morning. And I know for sure we have one that probably should have at least been a finalist on the big e-break. So without further ado, we say hello to Justin.
Thank you so much, Sean. Let's get right to it because we have a bunch to get to. We have seven candidates to get to. So let's get rolling. As candidate number one on the NIT break today will be Lando.
Yeah.
Our dear friend Lando had a little trouble during a ticker trying to say dot. Lap over here.
And we play it.
Over the weekend, Evan Carter was placed on the IL with right quad strain, expected to miss 2 weeks. They've also designated Jonathan Ornelas for assignment. Ticker brought to you by GiveMeTheVIN.com. There's a reason GiveMeTheVIN.com is America's best car buyer. You'll get the most for your vehicle and GiveMeTheVIN.com come. Vin? What? And GiveMeTheVIN.com makes it so fast and easy. Get your offer now at GiveMeTheVIN.com, America's best car buyer. It is the Ticket Ticker. I'm Kevin Landrum, Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Is it a good sign when a broadcaster has to openly question themselves in the middle of a read?
So it was dot...
What?
Dot com,
I wasn't questioning myself. I was questioning the fact that Sean backed me up. Whoever sends me the copy doesn't proofread it.
Well,
they put a U in there?
It literally said that in the copy.
And you're Ron Burgundy and don't think maybe all the websites I've read before... Indin.com.
See, I've always wondered why certain websites don't use that.
Like, well, you see.
Like, if you go to X-Hamster, why can't you just...
Indin.com, come.
Like, it's so close.
I mean, I normally
it would make sense
after I hit that website, to be honest.
All right. Just to...
It's not instantaneous.
Just to make it special.
I'm with you, though, Lando. Sometimes, just a simple proofread.
All right, there's Lando. He is candidate number one. Candidate number two here is the invasion den mother, Travis. He screws up a word, hilarity ensues.
Like, my wife, her job was saying, hey, you want to go get your master's? Like, they'll pay for it.
Right.
And she wanted me to go with it, and I was like, I'm done.
A master's for what?
I don't know. I don't even know what I would want to get it in and study. No clue.
A master's in talking.
You could do linguistics, or Jesus.
Oh, some of us could.
I probably should go do that.
Obviously, you need to go back to school and get that one.
That would be
man.
A good one. Yeah, linguistics.
You know, it's interesting. I wouldn't mind going back and taking some classes.
Linguistics.
Did you ever take linguistics,
linguistics
in college?
I never took linguistics.
That is
a tough word to say.
That was part of my major, and it was... I think I made a C.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't always big on the glottal stops and things like that. I don't remember much from that class. We had a good-looking professor.
That's why you take it?
Well, that's not why I took it. But
get it, you know?
He's a dude.
Gay, yeah. Okay.
Did Lance Barrow like it?
That would be
You know what?
That would be linguistics.
He probably would.
Good.
He's laughing somewhere.
All right, there is Travis. He is candidate number two. Up next here on the NIT break, a man that I don't think has ever been nominated before, it's Razor.
Okay.
So this was obviously during a Stars game.
Oh, boy.
They're trying to throw it back to the arena, get the next period going. But he had a little snack, buddy.
Thanks very much, guys. So the Stars and the Oilers deadlocked at one after a fast-paced Razor opening period. Took a while maybe to get started with all those whistles, but once it did get going, the skill in this Western Conference final very much on display.
True. Don't ask me anything. I'm still crushing a drumstick.
Oh, there you go. That's good. We got 40 seconds left.
I know. I'm trying to get it in before puck drop.
Get it all in while you can.
It was awesome. I love hockey like this.
That's what you get in the radio-only broadcast when they don't have to be on TV.
Absolutely.
And how about Josh? He sees him eating a drumstick. He's like, all right, I'm going to stall as much time as I can. But, just go ahead, Razor.
He just popped in the little chocolate part at the end of the cone.
Oh, that's the best part.
Oh. They have some of those out here, too. I might have to snag one.
It would be a lot funnier if he was cleaning a wing. And that was the kind of drumstick
he was licking his fingers.
Yeah.
He's just taking down a Fred Flintstone beef rib.
Licking, yeah, buffalo sauce off his fingers. But
I guess it's something with this station, with Bob eating and Razor and playoff hockey.
We've had a storied history of eating on the air.
All right, there is Razor, candidate number three. Candidate number four here is Corby Davidson. Speaking of talking playoff hockey with Bob, they were having a Stars conversation, and Corby was not listening to his partner.
Because I know that Mark Scheifele is a class act, and I also know he's well-respected in the league. And it's also ironic that in Game 5, him and Jamie Benn got into it, and Jamie punched him in the face. And so you have all these things going on. Scheifele is, he's got to be the longest tenured Winnipeg Jet by a good margin. He's probably 34, 35. I mean, him and Ben probably came in at roughly the same time in their careers. They've battled a million times. And
well, hell, on Thursday night, that punch.
Yes. Which was mentioned about 10 seconds ago, but totally, you're totally right.
My bad.
And I applaud you.
Yes, as I just said. Yes, as I just said.
And for them...
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of the whole point of the conversation.
And like you said, there wasn't that much time that elapsed. It was pretty quick after.
Yeah.
It happens, man. You're doing a lot of stuff. Bullets are flying.
Yeah, just so much going on. And it's... So that was after Game 6, after his father passed, too. And you can still find time to have a good laugh.
A good laugh they did have, indeed. All right, candidate number five here on the NIT break is one Donovan Lewis. This was last week during the their last segment, Just the Sip. And he got a little gassy. Old gassy.
There is a lot going on in this one as well. Because the Sabro, which is a coconut kind of forward hop, I think is really... That really comes out of
the definition of haze.
No kidding. Oh.
Whoa.
We heard that.
Oh, you heard that? Compliments to the chef.
I've turned my mic off.
He could have pulled us. Oh, man.
Okay, yeah,
I didn't know it was going to be that loud.
I drank one of these the other day. That is.
Golly.
So soft.
Yeah,
and the Sabro really comes
very loud.
This.
I turned my mic off.
Still so
yeah, but our mics
so
are
clear.
On.
Nobody was talking.
There's three other microphones on
you
in the studio.
You guys don't have my back. You saw it building up.
We saw it building up.
Did you see it in my eyes?
Yeah, we saw you lean over, turn the light off, and
the tank in my eyes was full like the cartoons. I needed to release.
Oh, well, try the dang beer.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What is it called again?
It's called Voltage Shift.
So a nice burp. You can't hear it that great, but I did have it boosted here.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's a normal one.
You can hear Donnie Sabra coming through there.
Yeah. You could hear it in the original clip, too, through the other microphone, how
so
thrown
gross.
Off everyone was.
So nasty.
At least it was that side gas and not the other side.
He didn't Jerry Kramer him. All right, Donnie burping is candidate number five. Two more here. Candidate number six, this is Connor Caldwell, weekend board op.
Is Connor there?
We're trying to run a little PSA. You know, we got to do that. We're a radio station.
Of course.
We're running Impact Texas. They had trouble getting off the ground, and Connor just played a panic drop.
KTCK-FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus Media station. Welcome to Impact Texas, a public service of Cumulus Media Dallas and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Elephant.
Thank you for joining us today for Impact Texas.
So finally we get there, but just elephant.
I like that was the first drop. He just looks at the screen on page one, and he has the Norm elephant
just play
drop.
Anything you can.
Elephant. It could be worse. It could be elephant. It could be the drop our friend Cray-Tray fired off during a Stars pregame when they were win or go home to make the playoffs a few years back. You remember that, Justin?
Yeah.
When he was panicking.
He played Mike Reiner's This Team Sucks.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
They're about to toss it to Ralph and Razor, and you hear the big
this
dramatic
sucks.
Music, and you just hear that.
Behe did the same thing during an NHL draft. They
yeah.
had their director of scouting on.
And he did
played,
it twice.
Like, booze or something.
He played the this sucks, this sucks,
yeah,
this sucks.
Yeah, that's what it was, the this sucks alarm.
Jeez. You know what? I think Connor did a good job there.
I think he did. Dude, Connor is a really good board.
Because listen, if you're
listening, he's got a future.
If you're listening at that hour on the weekend to Impact Texas.
You're partying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a true P1.
Absolutely.
Elephant.
Elephant.
All right. Our last candidate here on the NIT break. It's one we've been waiting for.
Yeah.
This was yesterday during the news. Y'all were obviously out there at the Colonial. I'm back here with Ham and Lando. The second the ticker ends and the news gets going, I see vapor trails to my left and right as Lando runs away and Ham runs away, and then this happens.
We'll talk a little Rangers coming up next, but right now it's 2:19 on a Thursday, so let's slide into those DMs, and Justin sends us news.
Hey, Monty, send news.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Justin.
Let's start with a couple of sports stories here in the news as we start with the... All right. Give me one sec while I turn the bed down.
Yeah.
Man just went to
I
take
didn't
a
know
photo
if that was
with
just...
Mickey Mouse.
What? Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold the music down all the
go,
way.
I gotta scoot over. Hold on.
Hold on.
What is happening?
Wait, it's 2 feet from you. Do we need to... Lando, go in there and turn the bed down. Or is Lando busy too? Okay.
They both left to go take a photo with effing Mickey Mouse.
Okay, I need a timeout.
Okay,
I need a new sweet spot timeout. Why is Mickey Mouse
I don't know.
At the station?
But I got the word from both of them, hey, we're doing news here, right? Yeah, we've been doing news at the same time for 2 years now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 2:15 every Thursday.
Well, we're going to go run and take a photo with Mickey Mouse. We'll be right back. I didn't realize that meant during the ticker.
All right. Ham is... That's a 2 minute minor on Ham.
What
I'm
a
still
mess.
Confused.
That's amazing
and
because
I'm,
I heard applause.
Yeah.
Once the news intro began, so he just fades down the applause and runs out of the
and
room.
And runs, yeah. He ran away.
That is wild.
And all that could have been avoided by just pulling the fader down right before he leaves. But then, yeah, I'm having to like scramble, talk to you guys while also trying to turn it down.
And in radio time, it felt like it was about 10 minutes
yeah, time's
where
going down.
You finally got to the board. And I'm just picturing, because we're out here at the Charles Schwab Challenge, and we can't see Justin. I'm just picturing you crawling on all fours, like over to the board,
uh-huh.
trying to get there.
Like yeah. underneath the reach
like, oh,
line.
No, yeah. And then, like, there's landmines going off all around you.
Uh-huh. Such hard driving, soaring music.
There's a bazooka.
Gotta turn it down, damn it.
Oh, but, no! Get there!
So we saw the photo.
Get to the chopper!
We saw the photo of Ham with Mickey. Lando, did you also get a photo with
okay,
Mickey?
Okay, I was not getting a photo with Mickey Mouse. I was going to get my sandwich. It's completely different.
At the same time.
Did you offer Mickey a piece of your sandwich?
Well, he tried to take it from me.
Oh, yeah.
Was it cheese?
Yes, it was a cheese sandwich
yeah,
for Mickey cheese. Mouse. Good job,
Sean. Fall
Sean.
Apart?
All right.
Stay
let's
intact.
Vote. We have seven candidates. Is it Lando.com? Is it Linguistic Travis? Drumstick Razor? Forgetful Corby? Burping Donnie? Elephant Connor? Or Mickey Mouse Ham? Let's start with the newbie, Jay. All right. Lando.
Yeah, we got to go Ham on this one.
All right. Mino?
Let's try to make this a clean sweep.
All right, Sean, ours doesn't matter, but
I think in any other week, I probably would vote Razor because he's literally crushing a drumstick on an NHL Western Conference final.
Going into the second period of game one of the Western Conference final.
That is amazing, and I love it. But, yes, we had a Mickey Mouse moment. You can't not vote for that.
I'm going to throw a little love to our guy, Connor, because I thought that was very funny. But yes,
it was very funny.
Ham wins. He is this week's NIT break winner. He now has 9 all-time, which is by far the most.
Well, congratulations, Ham, as this bet is still very loud. It's 252, the sweet spot. Why today doesn't suck is next.